Well, I was born in Yonkers. Then we went to New York City. Then we lived in Flushing, Long Island. Then we lived in Bayside. Then we came back to Yonkers, and then I entered Marino. I'm 92. I have 11 brothers and sisters, all younger, way younger than me. Two were born after I entered. The first pope I ever knew was Pius X. I was in high school. Now, many people think he's too conservative, but at that time, I really respected him greatly. He was the one before Pope Pius XII. It was John the 23rd that changed so many things. For instance, the idea of having lay people live with us, people who were not religious, we thought, how could that be done? They have a different lifestyle, totally. And now we have lay missioners, and they can be married, and they sometimes do live with us, and everything's fine. Because we wore habits. Little things were sins. We had fasting rules, which really didn't make too much sense when you think about it. I didn't think they made too much sense then, but I followed them because we were supposed to follow them. Even the church music, everything was thrown out. The Gregorian chant, now church music, I'm not crazy about it now. It's diddy daddies. And, you know, in Gregorian chant, even though you didn't understand Latin, you were uplifted. You were very uplifted. Just had to hear it. You have to hear it on TV. You know there's a religious something going on. And then after him, John 23rd was Pope Paul the, wait a minute, Pope Pius the 12th. He came before, I get them mixed up. They take the name of, like we used to do, take the name of a saint. You see, St. Peter was the first pope. And then there were other Peters and St. Paul. They took his name. They took a name like that. We didn't know as much about, I didn't know as much about those popes. We didn't have communication like we do today. We didn't have TV, instant replay of things. John Paul, he was so greatly loved by everybody, including me. I thought he was a brave man. I felt sad for him. I thought we lost a very wonderful person, but we have an advocate in him now. And I know the church will go on, you know.
O